In all the drama and sensation of the Petrov story, there's one small incident affecting the press gallery that was never, as far as I'm aware, ever reported or published. After we'd all rushed madly for our telephones from the gallery up there to get the story to our papers, the Prime Minister called us down to his office for what he said was, quote, a background talk for guidance, unquote. Without going into details, he mentioned one special document, a series of pen sketches of members of the press gallery, he called it. Most of us were mentioned, but he added, quote, nothing to worry about, the whole thing's quite harmless, but rather amusing. When this is all over, I might take the opportunity of having you down here and recite some extracts to you. Of course, he never did. When the commission hearings began, we journalists found that the commission took a very different view of the document from that of the PM. It was document H, and they saw it as of great importance. It purported to describe the political leanings, professional standing, and personal lives of 45 journalists in the gallery. One married journalist, for example, was said to be promiscuous and, quote, drinking himself to abnormalcy. Another was described as, quote, gross in physique and thought. I was lucky to get away with, quote, traditionally British Labour and unimaginative, unquote. But anyway, one of the things I'm particularly proud of in this story was that I scooped the rest of the gallery and got the only interview with the Ambassador Generalov in the days immediately following Menzies' announcement. We got it simply because we couldn't get any response to our telephone calls, deciding to walk down and knock on the door and ask for him. And quaintly, we were let in. And that's how I got a scoop. And that was page one in the Argus of the time, and one of those stories you never forget.